traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And they just come in, take a little bite, go, leave. You're literally sharing a planet as 2 equal species, which is...
That's awesome,
dude. It's such a great feeling, but because when you go to a zoo, it's not the case. You are superior than them.
Yeah.
You are, oh, look at me, I'm the human, I'm giving you... No, this is like the same. So that...
Very, very
in the
cool.
Heart feels amazing.
Get this man a glass of water.
I'm fine.
How are you?
Good.
Welcome back.
There he is.
Welcome back to another episode of Impulsive. My name is Logan Paul. I'm here with my roommate, Spencer Taylor.
Hey, I like plants.
And Mike Malak.
Hola, ¿cómo está, mi amigos?
That's terrible.
Oh,
shit.
So, guys, our guest today, I don't even know, like, if you need an intro. He's literally one of my best friends in the entire world. In fact, I call him mi hermano.
That is true.
Which is Spanish for my brother.
Yes.
Wapa Zurita,
yes.
Welcome to Impulsive.
Thank you, love. Very happy.
I love you. I love you so much.
I love everyone except Mike. He owes me money. It's amazing.
That is true. So we all go way back. Why do you owe Wapa?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
No. You have a name for him. You have a name for Mike. What do you call him?
Yeah, he's a white devil.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The white comes because of his skin, and devil comes... It's a reference to the darkest
satanic. Yes. How do you say white in Spanish?
Blanco.
Blanco.
Benny
Diablo.
Blanco. Benny Blanco.
Blanco Diablo.
Blanco
Diablo. Diablo Blanco.
Diablo Blanco.
It's the other way around.
Otherwise, you call me Devil White.
Oh. Okay. So, yo, for those of you who do not know, Wampa is, if not... The biggest, I think he is the biggest Latin American social Mexican.
the biggest Mexican social media.
Well, you started to say like Mexican, the biggest Mexican social influencer in the world. He's got 8.9 million YouTube subscribers. He's got 5.3 million Twitter followers.
Thank you.
19.5 million followers on
one channel
and 7 million on his second account. Channel.
Thank you.
By the way, why don't you follow me on your main? You followed me on the second channel, but not the main.
Ooh.
That's kind of
it's because
like,
you're the Blanco Diablo.
Yeah.
So if I pay you that $26, we're good.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a bit more. I think it's like 28.
Yo, Wampa, that's that is impressive, man. Those are some big numbers. You're like the Mexican heartthrob.
What is that?
Heartthrob, like you make girls like
melt,
swoon.
So like you.
No, I'm just a big blonde chosh from Ohio, bro.
I'm a smart Mexican kid.
You are smart, and deceivingly intelligent is what we like to call people like you, because you don't just get an empire overnight, especially across the globe, because you're big in America and you're big in Latin American countries as well. And I know you work hard to foster both of those communities. How do you decide when you're doing content for your native countries and America? Because you're bilingual, yeah?
Okay, so this is a pretty interesting story. I was born in 1996. No, I'm kidding, guys. Relax.
No, you're not kidding.
No, you're not kidding.
That was a joke. It didn't work out.
Well, how is it a joke? You really were born in 1996.
That is true, but it's so way back. Okay, so no, this is
how old is that?
That's not how jokes work in America.
So how old does that mean?
It's not tropicalizing, right? Okay, I'm
tropicalizing.
So
all right,
so
that was a joke for his Mexican audience.
Disclaimer. We're going to have some slight translation issues.
What is tropicalizing in English?
I don't think it's a thing, man.
Translating.
No, tropicalizing is when you take something from a different culture and you try to adapt it.
I believe it's translating.
I'm going to look this up.
No, translate its language.
Tropicalizing?
I just like the word.
I love it. I mean, if that's a word that it would just
let's say it is a word.
This is amazing.
It's not.
Is there a definition?
Wait. To make tropical.
Oh, yeah. Is that what you were going for there? You wanted us to feel
absolutely
like
we're
in Aruba or something?
That's the literal word, though.
So let's say it makes sense.
Okay,
How do you do it?
Going back to the story, I used to only do content in Spanish. I blew up in Vine. Rest in peace, Vine.
Rest in peace.
Right. Yeah.
Great platform.
It's great.
That's where we met. You know.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Dude,
so
can I?
I'm gonna do it.
What are you going to do?
He's going to tell the story.
So
basically, I became the biggest in Vine in the Spanish-speaking audience. And I tweeted at Logan before we even met. I was like, I'm in LA, you know, let's collab. And you replied. And you were like the first person that I started creating content with here in the US. And of course, it had to be in English because...
This was what, 4 years ago, yeah?
Maybe.
This was a while ago.
Or three. And I remember when I met you, it was like, it was very crazy to see how everyone in the US was taking it to the next level. Like, yeah. I really remember like all the equipment and especially how serious you were taking it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you have no clue what you're doing. Like, there's so much you need to learn and to
that's
take
what
this serious.
That's what you were saying about him?
Yeah, yeah,
when
yeah.
you met him? Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he has to learn.
No, I had to learn?
Stuff. Yeah.
To myself.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
You had,
yeah.
I was going to say, yo, because if you guys don't know, when we did Vines... Man, we would take hours to shoot one Vine, yeah, lights, camera, yeah, action, yeah, editing, everything. Yeah. And Wampa came over as like sort of, I mean, the it's a different world, yeah?
Of course, and, of course. In a way, you were way more advanced, not only in equipment, but in your vision of like, where could this go, yeah, and how serious you were taking it and how much, not only time, but money you were investing on it, yeah, you know? And that was like a... Like, just like a life slap of like, you know, you
can step your game up.
Yes. Yeah, step your game up.
Which you did.
In a big way.
And I mean, people, I don't know if they know this, but Logan and I really became really close friends and we did a project together and I ended up living with him for a full month.
Yeah.
I lived in Logan's house for a month before I moved to LA and that month.
Hopefully the US government isn't tuning in right now.
No, yeah. Hold on a second. You got your visa. You're legal.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wampa's out. Wampa's leaving. Wampa is now running off the set.
And we lost him.
Oh, shit.
He's gone.
He's back. He's back.
This is not good. This is not good.
Wow. So, yo, Wampa.
I have no clue what just happened.
There's many visa jokes on Wampa's Instagram. He got it, though. He's legal.
Yeah, yeah. Let's give a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you.
That's a big deal, man. Congratulations. You're an American.
So
No, what? No, I'm Mexican. Okay.
That's what I said.
Wait, going back to the story.
Like stories.
Stories. So that month really made us, like, that started our friendship.
When I say this guy is my brother, I mean it. Like, we've grown since little eggs, little unfertilized eggs into
mega
little babies.
Megastars.
I mean,
he was very young when I met him. I actually met Wampa through Logan, and actually technically he should pay you the money because
for the first time I thought he was going to say something good.
No.
But no. He just wants to solve the debt in his own way.
No, and so ironically on the Latin, you know, note, he actually asked me when he made his post if he could post it in Spanish. And I said he was like, "Hey, do you think I can post this post for the brand in Spanish?" And I was like, I mean, I don't really mind, but honestly, like, we're not in Mexico. We're not in Latin American countries. So I kind of need this to hit home. And so he did it in English.
I can't imagine having to worry about.
And what's the moral of the story? Do not work with him.
That's not true.
Well, here's why that's not true. Because he's on Team Maverick now. Mike's a great guy. Feel free to work with Mike.
He's great. True, he's great.
True.
He's great.
It's true.
But, so, yeah. Yeah, I want to say one more thing about that story.
Go for it.
Just because I think it's great that you guys know. And I don't think it's something that you know, essentially.
You pooped in you did an Upper Decker in his toilet.
Yeah, is that true?
That is true. But that's like, it happens every day in his house. Now, the most important thing here is that month that I spent in Logan's house, I like to party on a healthy way. But I do enjoy having a good time with my friends.
Man, I'm going to pause you there.
Yeah. Wait.
A healthy way to party,
wait,
brother. And especially when we've done it, it's unhealthy.
It's
not good. But go on. Yeah.
You know,
go on.
Unhealthy in the healthy way.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All right,
so either or.
Yeah.
So I asked Logue.
Logue.
That's my
name. That's how close you guys.
Yeah, he calls me Logue.
So I think I asked you something like, "Yo, why don't you go out more?" Or I don't know. I was just trying to basically be like, let's go out more, or let's have more fun, or blah, blah. And you told me something like, I dropped out of college for this. I'm not going to be playing games.
Yeah. Wow.
When you said that, and you don't know this, it really hit me.
Wow. Really?
Wow. I was like, you are lost. Like, you need to get your shit together.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
No, you're saying about him. I always get that. Yeah. I feel like he's telling you, like, you need
self-realization. Yeah, self-realization. We can put that in the screen when I say that.
So what did that spark from you?
Yeah.
How did that push you moving forward?
It just made me think, like, you haven't accomplished anything to be living a lifestyle of as if you've already be, you know, accomplished in life. It's like, there's so much yet that you can do. I was what, 19, 18.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you at least have 50 more years, 60, 70 more years. You have to realize that
it's time to grind.
Where you are right now is not even close where you can be. And like, for you to have a lifestyle that you can chill back and lay down, it's far from now.
Or party later on.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Like, I'm not saying party is bad, because I love to party. But if you party hard, you play hard, right?
Truth. And you do that so well. It's funny because through all our years of friendship, I've given my little bubbles of wisdom to you. And yes. I don't know if you know this. You also have reciprocated that to me. And you've said things to me that resonate. And one of the things had to do with that is you do a great job of work and play. And you
I like to do balance.
Remember you told me about balance.
Yeah.
So talk about balance and how you do that well in your life. Because I've never seen anyone do it better than you.
Thank you. I feel like partying and enjoying yourself, it's important because I think it clears your mind. You kind of stop working and you can find certain ideas or just breathe and kind of forget about everything. It's not about losing time partying. It's about making your body completely relax and enjoy itself, so that I really think those moments can help you in the long run.
When I see Wampa party, it's not like around LA. Like, he's not like, I'll see him at Hyde occasionally, but like, when he parties, it's at like, it's like in Ibiza. Like, he's just like going
where?
Ibiza.
He says Ibiza. That's how they say it locally.
Ibiza. But he's at like a party where there's like fireworks and like dancing.
I mean, I would know. I've been there with Can, for sure.
We'll talk about Can later. And also,
like, he parties when there's a party, like a real party.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, not party just because party because there's a celebration or there's a motive.
Yeah,
and also I think in partying, conversations are pretty real. Pretty real.
True.
Sometimes. When you're like networking or in a certain event, it's not real. And you know, when you're partying, it's like, you know, 6 a.m. and you're still with the same person you just met that night. Yeah, the conversations are real.
Different
and
story.
Deep, you know?
I feel like this is slightly a cultural thing.
Yeah, 100%. That's important. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't raised like that. I wasn't raised to party.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Like you said, when I first met you, bro, I wasn't partying. I was like, yo, I dropped out of college to take over the world. I'm gonna fucking do that.
Which you did. Let's give it a round of applause.
Stop it. Nah, seriously, stop it.
Okay.
Can France, Wampa and I went there. We've traveled all over the world with each other. But
that was amazing.
I don't even know if we can like talk about some of the stuff that happened.
It was amazing.
Why not?
I'm pretty sure there was one point where I was. Remember that video we showed last week of the guy hanging out the window?
Absolutely.
I think that was me at one point.
Yeah, I locked Logan outside the window. Oh my God.
At 7 a.m. after an entire night.
You were in your panties, and I was in my panties too.
Yeah.
It's a long story to get there.
But it's Jaden Smith was there at one point.
Yeah, I have a picture. Sure. Here's the picture.
Was he in his panties?
Can we
too,
do that?
No?
Is that possible?
This isn't like edited like a vlog. I mean, maybe we can put it in.
It's an attempt, right?
That's true. And I remember the bird flew in the bathroom and we had to like grab it and get it out of our house.
True. It was a lot of fun. Also, I was still young in a sense, and I had so much to experience and so much that I haven't had done.
True.
That I had to, you know?
Yo, so how did you, like, we skipped a lot of steps, like getting from Mexico to Los Angeles and meeting Logan, okay. Like what the heck happened there? Because there's, that's gotta be a cool story.
So basically, with all that Logan accidentally taught me, I was like, this is a place I gotta be. LA is a place that I gotta be. I also met Lele. Christian, I burped again, I'm sorry, Jesus Christ.
That's amazing, three burps in a row.
That was fantastic.
That's why you are who you are.
Thank you,
honestly,
thank you. You know, I'm Amanda, I met like the whole squad.
Yeah.
And you're still tight with all these people. These people are your family.
Yeah, you still chill with all of them.
Yeah. And I was like, I have to live here. Like, this is the place that I can push myself.
But what about that Donald Trump?
Yeah, I was going to ask you. Okay. So you ran out earlier because I wanted to ask you this because usually we start off with something juicy. And I know today we kind of waited and we dipped our toes first.
Wow, that's slang right there. A lot of slang.
You ran out of the garage earlier as if you were running from, you know, immigration, right? What are your thoughts on everything that's going on right now, like at the border? What are your thoughts on like the current state of things in this country? Because I love hearing about it from someone that has a dog in the fight.
So, I mean, it was definitely shocking that he won, but on the real note, I think it's one of the best things that could have happened to Mexico. I've never seen so much like pride and like,
hell yeah,
like people going like, okay, this is how it's going to be. Then we're going to work so that everything we do is built locally now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't want to make a plug, but like a cappella.
Yeah, no, go for it. I was going to ask you about that
like,
anyways.
It's like, and I'm not saying it's entirely because of Trump, but in the past, you know, people really didn't actually, there weren't a lot of like designers or like locally done things in Mexico.
Yeah.
And I'm not speaking for everyone. I can't generalize, but at least in my circle of friends, people wouldn't wear local brands. They wouldn't. It would always be about, you know, the big international brand.
Well, now that you're like kind of spearheading your brand a cappella, you've brought it into the zeitgeist, which means like the mainstream cultural.
Was that a hair?
Yeah, it's a hair in my mouth. Sorry.
Hair on the tongue.
Social media industry. One. So yeah. You social medias in general are good at that. You've made things that typically aren't successful. But I mean, to Mike's point, did you? Because again, Donald Trump. Like it's so interesting that you say kind of what.
Yeah.
The opposite of what I expected. Like, Donald Trump.
So he kind of helped bring 100%, the country together, yeah?
I've seen blooming in Mexico.
Yeah.
Better than ever. And
wow.
I think sometimes it's what it takes, you know, to push to show the full potential of certain places. So That's my opinion.
Yeah, Logan says that a lot sometimes or most of the time. You have to break, what is it? You have to break down muscle,
to build it stronger.
And honestly, like I in a lot of ways, I feel like it's going to be positive for us too, because we're very divided as a country. And I say us as in us, but we're very divided as a country right now. And I think that coming out of this, however this ends, you know, we'll find that unification coming out of it. And I think it's super important.
For sure. Yeah, a lot of crazy stuff going on.
100%.
Do you...
One more note on that. I got a chance to hang out with Vicente Fox last year.
Vicente.
What a fucking guy. Dude.
Vicente.
There's no N. That's right. Vicente Fox.
Can you say it?
Vicente Fox.
There you go. We can go on.
See, there's a lot of pride there. Yeah. It's the former president. Yep. Of
former
Mexico.
President. Yes.
Awesome guy. Very outspoken against Trump in a major way.
Because he wants to build that there wall.
And what did Vicente Fox say about that?
He's not going to build that there wall.
I'm not going to build that. He said we're not paying for that fucking wall.
So,
And he didn't just say it once. Like he comes and he shows up and he says it again and again. Like he's very, he sticks to that point, but very
has
cool.
That wall gone up?
I don't know. I'm not really.
Does anyone know? No wall has gone up, right?
I'm not.
There's no physical barrier.
No, there's been things built for sure.
Walls?
But yeah. the majority of it right now has been the troops. There's been a lot of talks about troops lately. Like a lot.
Yeah.
And the caravan. And you know about the caravan, right?
Yeah. But I'm not really political.
Right.
We don't
have to do this. I just
y'all got that one political dude, you know? That one guy that like brings it to a political conversation.
Well,
I want to
tiptoe around it a little bit.
And he's the one that owes me money, you think about it.
It's the White Diablo.
White Diablo.
And I want to tiptoe around it, but to be honest with you, like he's affected by it. And I'm sure you still have family in Mexico. And right.
I mean, my life is there.
That's right. And so I just come here.
Every time Wampa would leave LA and go to Mexico, we'd get in fights, dude, because my boy's leaving.
Yeah.
And he's going, you live near Mexico City, yeah?
I have a question for you.
Oh, no.
Do you remember?
Oh, no. I think I know what you're going to say, bro. Just say it.
Really? I don't think you know.
All right.
The first time, after I spent, you know, so much time in your house, and I left, what did I give you?
You've given me a lot of things. One in particular was a pinky ring.
True.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
I don't think I know what you're talking about. What was it?
The very first one.
Yeah.
I went to Trader Joe's and I bought a lot of berries and pancakes because you used to.
Oh. Oh yeah, we would make this snack. Yo, yeah. This is big.
Should we tell Chef Katie about it?
I made this the thumbnail for one of my vlogs. It's what is it?
I don't
like a quesadilla with Nutella and peanut butter.
Yeah, and you would put banana and you would put
and you fold it over, and make it a sandwich.
And the red ones are called
strawberries.
No, that's fresa.
Raspberries.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible.
So yeah, just
was the quesadilla tortilla or was it pancakes?
No, wait.
Was it crepes?
It might have been like a crepe type of.
Can we get a recipe for Chef Katie on it?
We should. We absolutely should.
Dude. Crush
so, yo, you brought up Acapello Co., which for those of you listening, watching, this is Wampa's clothing line, yeah?
It is.
And this is a big deal because it's actually dope as shit.
Yeah, it is.
Which is quite honestly, it's rare for an influencer.
It's not merch.
It's not merch.
Super premium.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Super premium.
Appreciate it.
So what is Acapello Co.? That's an Acapello Co. shirt right there, yeah?
Sushi.
It's a nigiri.
So
salmon.
What is it called?
Salmon. It's a salmon.
Nigiri?
Nigiri. This is a nigiri.
Nigiri.
Whoa, nigiri.
Is that the Spanish word for salmon?
No. It's a nigiri of salmon.
It's a type piece.
Nigiri so what is this presentation?
Oh, okay. Oh, it's how it's presented. Sure.
What is the what's the message behind Acapella? It's really cool and it's actually kind of similar to Maverick. So yeah, go ahead and
Yeah. So Acapella. It's when you sing with no other instruments,
yep.
Right?
Yep, totally.
So it basically comes down to that. It's authentic, it's real, and it's simple.
Yep.
And we like to do really minimalist designs and care about the details. We believe less is more. And through the brand, we like to kind of spread out different positive messages and mainly make people understand that they're way more capable of what they think. And it's been nuts the way that people reacted to it. It's not a business that I do by myself. I couldn't do it without like the whole team that is behind it.
We had that 4-hour lunch a month ago or so.
Yeah.
And one of the cool things you explained to me for anyone who's interested in business or entrepreneurship in any way, you have brick and mortar stores. Like you have real stores.
Yeah.
No, not already. How many physical locations of Acapella Co. do you have?
Like street level, not malls. Like street level stores.
Street level.
Tell them how many locations you have.
17.
17?
17 fucking stores,
bro. In the States?
No, all across Mexico.
All across Mexico.
Which tell them why. Cause you explained to me that, you go for it.
So, I think I have to really first become the brand inside Mexico before I try to go, you know, put it out in other places. And that's what happened to me, essentially. You know, I became the biggest Viner and that's when I wanted to go to another place.
Yeah.
I feel like when you become good in one place, you can replicate it. But right now, stepping into other terrains would be a mistake.
Yeah.
Without conquering Mexico.
We call that creating an endemic brand presence. It means it's very authentic in Mexico.
Yeah. And that's the message, you know, it's a Mexican brand designed by Mexican people. Made in Mexico.
So on the stores, and I don't want to get too business focused because I don't know, we can, but on the stores, there's a lot of research right now that's showing a renaissance and a return to retail.
Yes.
Listen to
not
me.
Not true.
Listen to
absolutely
me.
Not
I've
true.
Studied it. Just listen to me. DTC brands have continued to blown up over
DTC
the past years.
DTC means direct to consumer. So
online brands are everything now. But there has been a small resurgence over the past few years. It's not true. And people wanting to go, look, see, touch, feel. And a lot of that, and I've had the data, he doesn't. A lot of that is based on people like you knowing what's right to do from the brand side in stores.
Do you want to know why, though?
Why?
This is what I was getting at. Wampa explained to me that only 33% of people in Mexico have credit cards to be able to buy online.
Have a bank account.
Yeah, exactly.
So they have to bring cash to the store.
Not cash, whatever it is.
No, yeah. it's
one of the easiest ways to consume and buy a product is to actually, you have to go into a physical store and buy something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and DTC in Mexico is tough.
But that's something that is changing and that it's increasing. Mm-hmm. But at least in my country, I do think it's important to have stores. And also to build a brand, you have to have stores. You know, like I feel that is more than a statement and part of the curriculum of like making people, you know, see it, feel it, understand the vibe of it. Mm-hmm. It's not only having a store so that people can buy, it's building a place that people can understand the vision behind the brand, you know, the design, the colors, the lights.
The most important part I think of having a brand is the message behind it.
100%.
Like
purpose.
Like when I wear this Maverick shit, it's not like sure it's dope, but like it means something to me. It 100%. Means I'm okay with standing out and being different. Like
100%.
The most important TED talk of all time, Simon Sinek. Start with why.
I think you
start with
why. I think you sent that to me actually.
Very important TED talk.
I agree because otherwise there's no purpose in it, and it's just clothes.
True.
That's right.
Clothes.
By the way,
cloth. That's a great animal. Did you see the Planet Earth episode?
The sloth. They made a love story with the sloth.
Yeah.
Incredible.
They
the one swam across the river.
The islands.
Amazing.
But he doesn't make it.
And I know. He got blue balled. You love animals.
Yeah.
I stalked your Instagram. Mm. You love animals.
I know you love animals.
I mean, I have a pig. I have a dog. I have a bird.
I haven't met your pig.
Turtle.
Look it.
I haven't met your pig.
She's in the back. Pearl Bing Bing. You're going to meet her. But
can
look
I
it.
Meet her here?
Look, bro.
Wow. Oh.
This is you having dinner with a giraffe.
Yeah. Yeah. That was crazy.
In Kenya?
Yeah. Kenya, Nairobi.
So, you made out with the giraffe too, didn't you?
No.
I'd say just a kid, just touching lips.
Okay. Did you invite the giraffe to dinner or how? Like,
okay. So this place is a hotel in Nairobi. It's 150. I need help right here with the word. It starts with ek. It's a terrain size.
Extraterrestrial.
No.
150.
Ectons. Ectons.
Square miles.
Ectons.
Ecto cooler. Literally my favorite high C.
Environmental science.
Hectares.
So 150.
Hectares.
Yes.
It means 10 acres, I believe. Like a hectagon, but acres.
Yeah, off terrain. And then in the middle, there's this little hotel and giraffes are all of the way.
You did a lot of giraffe pics.
In this terrain. I mean, it's so weird because it's so different because you're coexisting. You're not visiting the animal.
You're having dinner with him.
Yeah, you're with him.
He approaches naturally. No one brings the giraffe. No one tells him
that's
to go.
Dope. Yeah.
They just 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. they approach the house. And they just come in, take a little bite, go, leave. You're literally sharing a planet as two equal species, which is
that's awesome.
It's
dude.
It's such a great feeling, but because when you go to a zoo, it's not the case. When you go feed people, what the fuck? When you go feed animals, it's not the case either. You know, you are superior than them.
Yeah.
You are, look at me. I'm the human. I'm giving you. No, this is like the same. So that
very, very
in the
cool.
heart feels amazing.
You mentioned,
I believe in that.
You mentioned you love animals and this whole trip. I actually followed this trip from a bunch of different people that were there.
Thank you.
And what you guys did with the rhinos.
Oh, that was huge.
Yes. Wait, were you a part of that?
This is incredible.
Yeah, I wasn't there because I catched up with them because I couldn't.
Same group of people though?
Same group of people. Yeah, that was amazing. You guys know there's people taking out the horns of the rhinos to sell it. They're super valuable, but they don't really do anything. It's more like a mythical thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is this kind of what you're doing behind acapella, yeah. your personal brand? Like you are very involved. So you said you like animals, but you're taking it to the next level and you're actually using your presence. You're using your audience to make a difference in the world.
I think I haven't pushed for animals yet. Quite honest, you know, that rhino work was amazing, but I can't put the credit on me. That was done by Sam Calder.
Yeah, we saw
He's
that.
Great.
Shout out to Sam Calder. Yeah,
that was amazing.
And you know, by Karmagawa, which is kind of the team, I wasn't there to make a difference about it. I got late, but I do try to use my voice to try to make a difference. And I was just speaking to Jerome, which is a friend that Logan knows.
About Jerome Jar for the original Vine fans.
About doing something next year about animals. Because I've done some things with
You've
people.
You've done a lot of philanthropic work. A lot. And it's under the name Love Army.
Yes.
I mean, you've been doing this forever, Wampa. And it's amazing. I am so envious of you and proud and happy for you do this. That you've dedicated your life and your platform. Not dedicated completely, but a lot of it is working towards changing the world and helping people. Yeah. So Love Army, like what are some of the cool things you've done for the viewers out there?
Yeah, like what's the core purpose of Love Army? Like,
okay, so the full credits and props for this concept and the whole idea is Jerome Jar. When he told me about it, I was like, I love this and I am fully devoted.
I mean, Jerome's a visionary, dude.
He is nuts. He's one of the most intelligent, amazing humans I've ever met in my life.
Have you been with him in a while?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't heard from him, but he's doing well.
He's doing well.
Still working to change the world.
Yeah.
I know that's his goal.
Yeah. And he's going to do it.
Yeah. Of course. He's
kind of already has, hasn't he?
Yeah. But
he is.
He's going to do it in major ways. I know.
I'm sure he's told you a secret.
He's just a person that he says something and he just makes it work.
It's true.
Yeah. It's crazy. In a nutshell, we did a mission for Somalia where we raised $2.7 million
through
social media because there was a drought and because of the drought, people were dying. And the UN was going to intervene in 3 months, which meant 3 months of people dying every day. When Jerome told me this, it hit me, it hit Jerome. We made a video. I made it in Spanish. He did it in French. Ben Steeler did it in English. It blew up.
Was this the one where you like... Now, I don't want to say pressured, but you convinced an Aeromexico plane to ship X tons of food.
Turkish Airlines.
How much food did you ship?
So
that was incredible. And
didn't you like tweet at them?
Yeah. So Jerome made a research in which airlines flew internationally to Somalia that we could fly food, right?
How much food were you trying to get?
This was the only airline that could fly internationally. So that's why we pressured them.
But wasn't it, I'm talking about the amount of food was like. Yeah.
So the first part of Love Army was trying to get a plane, and we did.
Which is crazy. You don't just get a 747. You guys tweeted at him, but didn't he call you?
No,
it was like,
yeah. No, so we started tweeting. It became trending topic number one. We were in a call with him a couple hours later.
The CEO of Turkish Airlines. You told me he was like scared, bro. You thought he was like...
Because that right there is an example of... A macro or a huge influencer using their collective, you know, using that power to push a corporate entity into a certain position. Like he can do that. He has that clout.
But not me. You know, like the amount of people that hopped into it. And that's why it's called Love Army. Because there's no leader. There's not a head. It's a movement and everyone is equal. So we got the plane, which we filled up with 60 tons of food.
Crazy.
Flew it to Somalia.
120,000 pounds of food.
Yeah.
And
unreal.
And then once we got there, we realized that we could actually buy locally instead of flying in.
Yeah.
And we distributed 1,000 tons of food and 6 million liters of water in total for the whole thing.
Oh, yo, you incredible, rock.
Man. Insane.
You fucking rock, Wampa. You're so 360.
Yeah.
Like you're one of the few and very special influencers that is like, we could sit here and talk about so many things, bro. Like, don't you have like a Netflix show too?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What is that?
So it's in Spanish, but they made, actually you were one of the first, persons to know about it. Remember when I told you?
Yeah, absolutely.
When it catched up.
Yep.
I mean, I've been trying to pursue acting for a while now. again, something that has been influenced, that I've been influenced by Logue. And at, like 2 years of auditioning, of not getting any role, I finally got this one for a Netflix show that it's based on the life of an artist called Luis Miguel, which is still alive. And the show blew up. The show blew up way higher than what we thought. And it was just a great experience, a lot of learning, and definitely it opened a lot of doors.
For sure. I mean, you have a massive fan base. Do you, what's it like getting recognized in Mexico compared to the United States? Like, what do you have a demo per se?
Yeah, it's weird. It's just, I feel like the people that know me from scratch, from zero, are the people that speak Spanish, which are the suricatas.
Suricatas, I remember that.
Yeah. And they know my story from like 0 to 100.
Yeah.
And when I started to work with you, with Lele, with Amanda, I started accessing to this global audience, which is amazing because they've helped me kind of push my comedy content. But my story is a little bit shorter with them. So I'm kind of curious how much they can know about me, because everything more personal is in Spanish.
You live in Hollywood. So I'm saying, when you walk down the Hollywood streets,
yeah,
are people recognizing you?
It happens in LA, but it's
less. Like when you go to Mexico, you get mom.
Bro, I know for a fact, if we went to Mexico with you, it would be crazy.
Well, you've been traveling with Spence and a DJ, right?
Zach and Spence.
You've been doing music, yeah?
Yeah.
See, he just does everything. That's the thing. And he's just good at all of it.
We did a tour in Latin America. It was a lot of fun. We did Mexico, Medellin, Bogota, Peru. And we're missing still a couple dates. And yeah, DJing, I guess.
I remember. I mean, so Wamp and I, like I've said 1,000 times, are close. Is it the music you showed me, like that type of like?
That's still not out.
Okay, so I'm gonna keep my mouth shut about that.
Yeah.
The point is, like, I can say firsthand, you have things cooking
to the highest degree.
I have a question, just to add a little bit.
It's just I'm super. How do you say when you just? You cannot stand not doing anything.
You like to be busy. You like to be doing stuff.
Being busy, hands dirty. Being busy makes me happy. I like having fun, and to have fun, you have to do.
Yeah.
So I just try different verticals, and you know, whatever I like, I do more.
That's why we get along so well, dog. I swear, because I tried it like, bro, I'm
boxing,
a fucking podcast.
Yeah,
so
that's
like,
crazy.
I just try to do like everything.
But then again, there's no rules, right?
Like, exactly, bro. Like, it's 2018. We can do whatever. But we can do. There's a lot of freedom.
There's a lot
to explore
of
our creativity.
Yeah,
and it's nice. Like,
So I want to ask this. We had a guy on the show a couple days ago that had fantastic hair and great eyes.
Okay,
you may know him. His name's Jay Alvarez.
Oh, what a guy!
Okay, and now we have another guy.
What a guy
who has fantastic hair and great eyes on the show, like in the same seat. And I want to ask you this question: are you sliding into people's DMs these days?
You know something? I've never slid into anyone's DMs.
I think you're lying.
And by the way, one of the reasons I asked is we found out today that Nick Jonas slid into Priyanka Chopra's.
Priyanka. That's how he
got Priyanka Chopra? Yeah.
Via a
DM slide.
Fuck!
I didn't read the whole article, but that's
amazing.
Yeah. And so I wonder, like, Wampa, you know, Are you surfing your way into the DMs right now?
Not really.
No?
I'm not good at texting. I'm good at talking in real life.
So how do you meet? And by the way, can we talk about like Lele for a sec? Like about you guys?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Are you in the she's a part of the Shots family.
Yeah.
You and Lele go way back.
Way back.
Like, aren't you shooting with her today?
Yeah, I'm shooting right after this.
Bro, and you did a music video with her. You guys are like best friends, right? You did a music video downtown. Song by Anita and J Balvin.
And Balvin. Yeah.
Balvin.
Do you know it has 260 million views?
I know.
Insanity.
It's bro, nuts.
That's crazy.
I know.
So you and Lele, like, what's that relationship like?
Has it always been just best friends?
So Lele and I met her because of you, essentially.
You're welcome, Zuri Ponds fans.
And she is an extremely talented and creative girl. She's super hardworking.
Oh, yeah.
And she genuinely likes to, like, create and produce content to entertain people.
Yeah.
And we clicked in that way, and our friendship just kind of bloomed in, like, she had an idea, I had an idea, and we were shooting and helping each other and boosting each other. And just the very constant of working together helped us kind of make this, like, explosion. And I remember when she approached me with this this downtown thing, because I wasn't considered in it. She went like, Juanpa, Balvin wants me to do this video on my channel. Would you like to do it with me? And I was like, oh.
Well, because it's dancing.
I am a tree.
Bro, I've seen you dance like this. This is every time I've seen you dance, it's like this. Not like ballroom dancing.
Is that what he's got? That's what he's got?
I'm a tree. I'm a tree. I'm super stiff.
Me too.
Nah, but in the video, I watched it. You did good, man.
If I describe my dancing, it's stiff.
Like a tree. Like a tree.
I'm the same way. I'm just not good at it.
I like electronic music, right? I do this until I pass out. You know, that's the science behind it. So I was like, okay, definitely getting out of my comfort zone here. I like to do that.
Yeah.
It's with someone I trust, like Lele.
Yep.
Oh, let's do it.
I mean, bro, you did good and the video blew up and it's with some of the biggest Latin American pop stars in the world.
Like, I know. But I do give this to Lele because she pushed me to do it. I actually took like one or two lessons of the choreography.
Fast learner.
Lele, dude, like, I mean, you kind of hinted at it. She's a superstar.
Dude, she's amazing. She's on fire right now.
No. She's, I think, going to be maybe the most successful transition from social to traditional
mainstream media. Like, for real.
She can do
do like 6-7 platinum on that? So I don't even know what it's up to.
She
now.
Did three she platinum got the plaque for three. In Celoso. Which just is great. Insane.
I remember, side note, I remember we were at Hyde partying one night, and so she took me to the side, and she goes, Logan, can I show you something? I was like, yeah, sure. She goes, so I've been like kind of working on music, and she showed me a song, and I didn't know she could sing, bro. And I'm like,
she sings great.
I go, yo, you have fucking pipes, Lele. Like, you can sing. When I found out, like, that she can do another vertical besides acting, being funny, directing, producing, I'm like, this girl is all gonna star. Be dangerous, dog.
So I remember that
shouts to Lele. And you've always made it. One of the other things that you've taught me and that I've kind of absorbed and not yet adopted is that you love collaboration.
I do.
You love collaboration.
But the problem is that I don't really just love it in working. I love it in life.
True.
I'm not a loner. I'm not a lone wolf. I like to have people around because I like to make people laugh.
Yeah.
If I don't have anyone around, I'm not going to make myself laugh. Well, maybe once or twice, but it's...
I hear you.
I like to make other persons... My happiness comes from making the other person happy.
Yeah. I got you.
That's the only way.
He's the exact opposite.
I'm kind of the opposite. I love to make people laugh, of course, but like, bro, like my brand, it's like the Maverick. It's like, I kind of... Some about being that... That like lone wolf, different, do your thing.
Yeah, then again, both are correct.
Yes.
And that's what we've come to learn. It's like there's no right way.
To be successful.
True.
It's impossible. Impulsive.
It's impulsive.
Impulsivable.
Impulsivable. Yo, speaking of music videos though, you know Ariana Grande just dropped Thank You Next music video?
Today. Six minutes and 30 seconds.
It's 35 minutes?
45 minutes long, dude. Nope, it's a documentary.
So it's 5 minutes. It's five minutes long.
My bad.
No, it's great. We watched it.
I'm so confused. Mike Lyson steals money.
Well, I don't know if we can like play it, but this is definitely going to be like the hottest thing on the internet for the next.
Why do you think?
Bro, this song has done is created a cultural phenomenon in saying thank you next. Think about that,
Insta thought caption.
Thank you, next.
For the past month, Insta thought after Insta thought after Insta thought.
I've made it very vocal on my, it's everyone's making this their caption and they still do it because it's such a thing. And Ariana's done a great job of
branding,
capturing that. She's, for those of you who have not watched the video, she did this show called Victorious. It was on Nickelodeon and some of her castmates are all, or her castmates from the show.
That's nice.
Very cool. It's like a throwback.
It's very similar to what Drake did too. Just saying, you know,
I just have a question though, because like, thank you next is dope, but like, you know, like what if you're still in love and it's like, yo, thank you, come back.
You know? You asking about for her or like personally?
Just like,
I think he, like, yeah, personally, yeah,
like,
personally.
Like it's like, yo, thank you next, but also like,
thank you, come Wampa, back again. Wampa, soon.
What Logan's getting at is he's looking for some love and relationship.
I can give you love
from you
in brotherhood way.
What about advice?
Yeah, what about some advice?
Oof.
Cause you,
so one thing about me, I only give advice in topics I know that I can. And
very smart.
What do you mean?
That face is looking like he.
You know about
like,
love.
I feel like you know.
I don't think I know about love. Love is so weird. It's not something that I domain.
I was talking to one of my producers yesterday.
Is domain a word?
Yeah. Sorry, say it again.
Domain is a word. I don't know if it's using the right context.
It's kind of like that's fair enough.
It's kind of like tropicalized.
Little word. Tropicalized.
Tropicalized. I'm pretty sure tropicalized is a word.
It is a word.
Can I use your computer?
We've checked.
I looked. It's a word, but
can I use it?
No.
Okay. I have a phone. Oh,
I don't. You know why? You know why? Because I'm embarrassed. Because I googled you. I want to see what came up. You know what comes up? First question. Is Wampa married? So don't tell me you don't know about love.
Oh, yo, see, that's and that's the question I was getting at before. Like, when
how tall is Twant? What? Are you married?
No.
To Lele Pons?
Why is that the first question?
I mean, oh, I know why.
They want to know if he's taken. Did you do a fake marriage?
No. So I did a MTV award hosting, I think 2 years ago or 1 year ago, some awards in Latin America.
Oh, must be nice.
Thank you. Thank you. And in one of the moments, Lele was co-hosting with me. We had this joke that I kneeled down as if I was getting married. And I opened and inside it only came how many people tweeted with the hashtag of the awards.
Oh,
but
the picture, I'm sure.
What happened is that the people that didn't speak Spanish thought for a second that I asked for marriage. I remember Lily and I being like, oh no.
But that wasn't the only time you guys had hinted at that relationship, right? Like when I met you guys for the first time, I met you and Lele the first night. And I asked Logan, I said, yo, do they date? Like, I think it was.
You know what I think I could compare it to? I'm sorry if I'm speaking on behalf of you, but I mean, like, the internet loves relationships, dude.
Yeah.
And it's fun to like tease. I mean, Jake and Erica did it for a little bit before they became.
I have no comment.
Well, before they came like a real relationship. Oh, okay. Like Jake and Erica was a fake relationship.
Yeah.
Not to say it was fake. Like, I'm sure they still liked each other, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Like the internet loves relationships.
Yeah. So the thing about Lily and me, it was that. The most typical content we created was relationship content.
Yeah. It's just easy, bro.
So
it's
you kind of, it's almost like you became it.
No. You did. So it's very different to fake than to produce a comedy skit in which I portray the boyfriend and she portrays a girlfriend, right?
And that's where the rumors started.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
You know, it's just, there's so much comedy in relationships.
Truth. I mean, bro, you know, bro, we put one girl in our vlogs.
Yeah, and she's the new like girlfriend immediately.
And you know, it doesn't only happen with Lele, and it's not me. I think it's just the internet. They like to ship people.
They love it, bro.
And
love it. Love it.
Whenever, and I'm honestly a very lovable person. Like I'm very
Charismatic.
We're getting Andre.
No. Like,
charismatic. Logan,
like I hug. I like I'm very lovable. I don't know if that's even a way to say.
Yeah, lovable.
It.
Yeah, you are. You are.
So with dudes, like whatever. But with girls, it's like they're
like
dating.
Like yo. You know what I noticed about you? Actually, this is interesting. This is actually a thing. I don't know if y'all do this when you meet people. I don't think you do with guys, but girls. You kiss them once on each cheek.
Just once.
Once.
If she's European, twice.
Bro, so that makes me swoon.
What's swoon?
Swoon like,
like just
bro. If melt. Do you think it's a tender moment?
Yes. Oh, I'm missing something.
It's an inside joke. Yeah, yeah. Well, just because I've thought about doing it, because like in my,
but it's actually funny
when I see you do it. I'm like, that's smooth. That's smooth.
He is smooth.
But in my mind, it's like I don't know. It's like. It doesn't feel comfortable
now,
to me.
I'm going
to
tell you something. I got in a problem once because, I mean, in Mexico, that's the way you say hi to a girl.
You shake hands, you kiss on cheek.
No, you just kiss the cheek. Like, you don't touch
the contact.
Oh, wow. All right.
You don't actually, like, kiss her. It's more like...
Very fast.
Touch cheeks and make the noise.
You know who else did that?
Jay Alvarez did it to my assistant.
Wow. And by the way,
like, he's so smooth.
And by the way, before he even came here, like, she was looking him up. Like, she does a little bit of studying on each guest, and she goes, I see her. She's like, let's check out this Jay Alvo. Oh my God. Like, and I was like, Danny,
he is an angel.
An angel. I mean, Danny, he's the greatest.
He checks all the boxes.
He's an angel.
A beautiful
he's an
man.
Angel. But wait, what problem did I got in? I said hi to a girl in a party. She had a boyfriend. Boyfriend got pissed at me. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm Mexican. I kiss people. Okay, bye. My Uber's here. That was basically
it. I'm just saying, like, as an American, like, it looks like you're trying to pull a move. That's why, I don't know. I try to stay away from it, but I'm envious again. Like,
I mean, when I do it, I just say,
it's out of love.
I'm Mexican, and then everything's okay.
Yeah, that's smooth.
You've said that a lot in our relationship.
I am.
To escape situations, and it works. Well, it's like you get a pass. Like, I'll show you. All right. Yeah.
Sir, you were going 150 down the highway.
Well,
I'm Mexican.
In Mexico, we are able to go that fast.
I mean, I think it's a right to describe yourself, right?
That's true.
Should be.
I will never, ever say as an excuse to do anything, I'm white.
Well, then again, you have not lived in other countries.
I'm not describing my skin color, though.
It's true.
I would also not say, nah, it's fine, I'm American.
I never say it's fine.
You would in a foreign country.
No, you would. That's what I'm getting at.
You're so...
Because when I drove,
I won. This is, I'm Zurita Siv cast now.
When I drove in London for the first time, I was on the opposite side of the car and on the wrong side of the road. And, you know, I would drive over the curb occasionally. But I always thought to myself, if a cop pulls me over, what am I going to say?
I'm not from here.
When Spencer said that, I literally have had flashbacks of all the times, even in my vlogs, where I've said, quote unquote, dumb American. So I guess you're right.
Yeah, you said no habla ingles.
Also, something funny.
I've been with you.
Logan, can you and I stand up for this?
All right.
So this is how Mexicans say hi. Stand up.
All right, I'll describe it if there's anything visual going on. Okay, a little handshake.
He's coming under his arm. It's a big hug.
And then you go like this. And then you'd go back to the handshake.
Another handshake.
And then U.S.
Okay, you go like this, handshake. Right? You just dab up.
Yeah.
So just one dab and then a little.
What happens if he does U.S. and I do Mexican?
Oh, I hate when this happens.
Awkward as hell.
Oh, you hit that.
He almost kissed on the mouth.
That's happened to me a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Have you actually officially made lip contact?
No. But I need to be conscious if I'm Mexico and U.S.
Have you kissed a dude? On that note, we're here.
Wow.
No, we're here.
Just say no.
What?
Have you ever kissed a dude?
No, not yet.
Even just unintentionally like that?
Maybe at a soccer game, maybe.
It's gonna be the first time.
I don't know.
No, I'm not saying I want to go now. No, I'm just saying, like, well, the reason I asked is because, like, I'll just say it, like, I have, like, for acting roles, like,
really?
In acting class, bro, if you do a scene with another dude and it's like a love scene, like,
there's no way around it.
You gotta go full send.
It's just, I mean, the way around is to not do it, but, like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's not a big deal.
We're all humans.
Yo, so on that handshake note, by the way, we have subtle differences between the West Coast and East Coast on that too. And so since I just got here, I've had some adjustments too. On the East Coast, like in New York, we just do that and that's done. It's over. Like, go your separate ways, quick and out.
But
here,
like,
dude, it goes like this, and then people go like this to me. They put their fists out.
Oh, they go for
and
a pound.
I'm like, I gotta pound you too?
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted to do
the differences in the way people greet each other can get so confusing.
Oh, so confusing.
Especially when you're traveling internationally,
I wanna talk about
so awkward.
I wanna talk about, so we brought up Jay.
See.
And you've hung out with Jay a lot.
Yeah.
So
you've gone like skydiving with him. You've done a lot of
brand
shit.
You guys did some brand collabs, didn't you?
Yeah.
Badass
so
videos.
Yep. Jay and I. And it's probably happened to you. Sometimes you find a profile online and you're like, I like what he does.
Absolutely.
And I respect this guy. And then it's like the same way around. And even though you don't know each other, there exists certain like
similarities.
I like what you do and I respect what you do. Right. And we've been like talking of like maybe hanging and doing and blah, blah, blah. He has a hectic schedule.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're lucky we got him on. Yeah. He's great, by the way.
He's great.
Thank you, Jay.
So we finally could spend a week together in Hawaii. He kind of introduced me to his world. He has a beautiful house. He was a great host. He took care of everything. Took me swimming with sharks. We went to waterfalls. We skydived. I got a glimpse of his life and it was really amazing.
Mm. Yeah. So y'all went skydiving and in fact,
I almost died.
Join the club. How did you almost die?
So I've never told this story.
skydiving level in Hawaii is pretty high.
Yeah.
Because the wind is super strong.
Yep.
And we're right in front of the ocean. And the landing had a lot of trees. And you know, because you have your license, that trees generate turbulence.
Yep.
You don't want to land close to trees. I had just had my license. You know this. But they asked me, like, check the wind. Like, we were in the floor.
Did you lie about how many jumps you had?
No. No, no.
Sure.
No.
I've
And they asked me, like, are you sure you can do it? And I was like, I really want to jump. So, boom. I jumped. But when I jumped and I opened the chute, you know how when you land, you have to trace your route?
Yeah.
I was following the route. And then the wind was so strong that when I had to move to one way, I just stayed still.
Oh, no.
I was just...
Okay.
I wasn't moving, but I wasn't going back.
You were just dropping.
I was just dropping because of the wind. So, I was getting pretty nervous.
Were you like over the water while this was happening?
Yeah, I was going to say, what were you over?
No. So basically, I was trying to do this and then I was going too fast. So I turned back to like, wait.
Yeah.
And the wind made me stay there. And then slowly, because I don't weight a lot and my skydive was like a 190. Got so it. That's pretty,
it's big.
Pretty.
Is that big or small?
No, that's
newbie?
Small.
Newbie?
That's small?
No, not for me. Not for my weight.
Okay.
You need like... a 170 to really cut through the air.
Got it.
And I started being laid back by the wind now. Not even not moving forward, but pushing back.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and I can't really do turns because I'm pretty low.
Oh, shit.
And now I'm like, instead of the grass, I'm starting to get into the street where the plane goes. Of course, there's no cars.
Yeah.
The runway.
Yeah, on the runway. And I'm close to the trees. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to land...
into a tree.
In cement, which is fine. I just need to be more cautious.
By the way, that still hurts, dog. You can still break your legs.
I know, but you gotta
at least you're alive, but you still have a broken femur. All right, so you're in danger zone.
So danger zone, but you know, the most important thing is when you skydive is to get your shit together.
Stay calm.
Yeah. So I'm about to hit the floor. Right in the line between grass and cement. And suddenly I just feel like, whoosh, like this. Like I did this. Probably a current going through the air.
Yeah.
Did a turbulence. Right after that, I kind of get a hold. I push and I land
safe.
In the very, like, furthest corner of the terrain to land.
You got lucky.
Have you jumped since?
Yeah, I jumped 3 times after that.
Great.
But now I understood the wind. So I took my precautions and how it would react to my body.
That is, yeah. I mean, look, skydiving is a dangerous activity. You know what you signed up for.
The majority of those accidents happen when you land.
Yeah. So it's about concentration and about understanding that even though it's fun, it's not a game. And it's just like, you got to do what you got to do.
You got to keep your head on a swivel. That's basically the lesson there.
Just speaking of dangerous activities,
see?
This video is incredible.
This is absolutely mind-blowing,
We saw this morning.
Okay. Any context?
The context is that some girl...
No context is better.
Okay.
I think.
Nah, I mean, for the listeners.
Oh.
A guy is teaching...
Should I cover my ear?
No, that's fine. A guy is teaching a girl to drive a motorcycle. And I've seen this happen before.
They get on the gas. And
she doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah. Oh, the feet are still down.
Yep. Hold on. Watch her shoe, Wampa.
Boom.
Oh. Did you see that?
Did you see the shoe? Play back.
For those of you listening.
Oh, wow.
I've never seen anything be projectiled into the fucking stratosphere like this.
Wow. She did a full scorpion, too, when she
Landed. Like, this is...
See that? Heels tap the back of her head.
I wasn't even watching her.
Watch her fall.
If anybody watching this makes this into a Shooting Stars remake for us, I will post it on
Shooting
Twitter.
Shooting Stars.
I will post it on Twitter.
That is a fly.
Well, so if Elon Musk, if you're in space and you see a shoe come and hit you in the head.
We know whose it is.
We know whose it is.
Someone was probably chilling by their pool and then a shoe just comes in and slams
in another country.
If you think about it, it's slid off at the perfect timing. A little before, it would have gone to the floor straight. It was...
Who knows? It's so funny.
Amazing. I mean, also, too bad for her.
Yeah, she's got to get another shoe.
Hey, there's a story that came out 2 days ago. Did you hear about this girl named Laura Loomer?
No. Give me context.
She handcuffed herself on the door of the Twitter HQ.
Oh, no.
Did you know this?
No.
She handcuffed herself to the door of Twitter headquarters because they banned her for talking about something political. But after handcuffing herself on the door and throwing away the key, she stood outside all day and played Jingle Bells on a megaphone. As loud and obnoxious as possible. It kind of went viral. Oh, it was kind of, this falls under the category of things you hate to see.
What was she doing it for?
She got banned from Twitter, and it was her way of protesting.
It's a protest.
You know what I would have done to her now that I think about it? You just make everyone use a different entrance and see how long she can keep that.
I was literally going to say, take the megaphone. Leave her there.
Imagine 26 right. days later how her vibe changes.
Now, like, the big question, though,
she was banned from Twitter.
Not anymore. Yeah. No, she'd be cool with it, bro.
The big question now is, was she banned by the proper reasons or was it not fair?
I do not know, but
we do not know.
The reason I bring it up is because I like the idea of protesting to voice your opinion.
For sure.
I think there are smarter ways to do it. That's all. Like climb the Statue of Liberty, for example. Horrible example. Don't do that.
Yo, so did you ever see the guy that
climbed the Statue of Liberty?
Went between the Twin Towers.
On a wire?
Yeah.
Have you seen the documentary?
The movie.
Yeah.
I saw a movie.
Not the documentary?
I saw the movie.
Oh, the movie.
There is a movie.
What is it? A película?
Yeah, película.
Is that Spanish?
It's a movie.
Can you teach me Spanish?
Yeah, I've tried since we met. You suck.
I know, but I feel like I got it.
I think there's such thing as being too white.
Let me teach you something nice.
Wait a second. I want to put this to practical use, bro. There's a couple Spanish girls that I may have found my way in their DMs. Could you help me say something to get a Spanish girl via a direct message?
Okay.
Only one message.
See, that's the problem. What happens when she responds?
She responds
in Spanish. Then what do you do? Go to Google Translate or you hit up Papa?
I could go to Google Translate from then on out. But like, okay. I got this girl pulled up.
Okay.
She's gonna know about this.
We're gonna do this live right now?
Literally right now. I want to send this girl. A Spanish DM. Like,
lots of action.
Like
let me see.
Wait, do you know this girl?
How am I?
You definitely know her.
Let's see.
Oh, she's Mexican.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yes.
You said Spanish. That's language, not location.
Oh. Wow, wow,
wow. Send me your location. Let's focus on communication.
The point is, what's this girl?
Tip?
You know this girl, yeah? You know this girl, bro.
Oh my god.
No, she,
just for context, heavy hitter.
Wait.
Heavy hitter.
Don't say anything. Okay. So if she's Mexican, I can definitely put something in there.
Can you do it?
Waffle, let's go. I realized last episode, because we had Jay on, and I didn't get any DM advice from Jay. Why did I not do that?
Could have been swimming.
The king. So I figured I might as well just give it a send now. I mean, dude, we didn't even like fully dive into Wampa. He's also like, he's been the face of GQ Mexico. He walks on the runway Dolce & Gabbana.
This is why
I trust him doing this. He's got experience.
I have no experience in DMs.
Ooh,
oh, no.
But being smooth.
Style, class.
Style, totally.
I feel like you don't need that, you know, DM experience to jump in.
He's gonna give it a fresh day. While Wampa does this DM, for those of you watching, look, hey, we get it. We're extremely good looking and the show looks great. We know.
It's all the lighting.
We know. But there's also an audio version, and I've said this before.
Read it.
I'm plugging. It's available. You can listen to this on Spotify, on iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts. And in fact, we're going to give you guys a little incentive because I want to do a Q&A with Wampa, like a special audio only Q&A.
All right.
It'll be quick. It's only on the audio version. So yeah, iTunes, Spotify, listen to it.
I'll get 20% of the revenue.
This is the DM Wampa has advised me to send to the Mexican girl. Quiero ir a Mexico. Me levas por unos tacos.
Boom.
What does it mean?
You shall never know. Send it.
I'm sending it.
It's sent. I saw it.
Wampa! Zurita, everybody. Thank you guys for listening. Again, we're about to do a Q&A. Quick Q&A for the audio version only. Make sure to subscribe to the Impulsive channel.
Hold on, I have one thing. I have to do something too, really quick.
Hold on, Wampa.
Okay. I just found something in my pocket.
Is it what I think?
Oh,
wow.
$30, dude.
$30.
The money bones. You owe Wampa.
I am so fucking sorry, dude.
That's okay, man.
Is he still the white devil?
Absolutely.
The white angel.
Oh.
You know, in my country, we say.
That makes me feel so good.
Amistades claras, amistades largas.
Yeah.
Which means life is great.
I know what it means.
That doesn't mean. What does it mean?
We say it here too.
What does it say?
Life is great. Like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Lay it on Zwamba.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys know what it means.
No, what does it mean? Say
oh,
it.
Now you're asking.
Yeah. I know what it means.
Tropicalize it for us.
Look,
now.
Dude. I'll tropicalize it.
I will sit here and postpone this outro for as long as I goddamn can please.
It means clear friendships are long friendships. And this is cleared now.
Wow.
Dang.
Look at that.
Now they're hugging.
That is amazing.
I'm so sorry.
That's beautiful.
That's incredible. Don't build the wall.
Tears are shed.
Thank you guys for watching. I love you. I will see you on Monday.
Thank you so much.
Take it easy, fam.
Okay, bye.
Wait, no.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I just want to thank you for inviting me. I remember eating that sushi when you told me about this idea. I really like that, Logan. Whatever he puts in his head, he makes it happen. This is like a full setup in his garage. This is a massive investment. I truly admire that from you. I'm so happy that you guys are part of this. Thank you for inviting me. And I love you, bro.
I love you, Wampa.
Thank
genuinely.
You, bro. We all thanks, love you.
Appreciate
for the ninth time.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.
Mañana.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Bro.
Hey, so, yo, for the audio listeners, put those headphones back on, Mike. We're going to do a quick Q&A. Okay. Real quick, because you got to dip. Wampa's a busy boy. I want to see if that chick responds, by the way.
Okay.
these were sent in... From Twitter. First one, Maverick X Acapella.
Let's do it.
Wow.
Could be interesting,
whoa.
Right?
100%.
I would cop every piece for of sure. That.
This one's kind of juicy.
It would be a great collab.
It would. What was it like filming with the Dolan twins?
Great. They're great. I think they're super smart. They are very different to other creators. And I think they definitely know what they're doing. They're super cool and super down to earth.
Mm. They're dope.
They're dope. They're definitely dope.
Did you have sex with a taco?
No. No.
Mentally. Have you mentally done it?
It's more like a food porn type of...
Yeah.
Type, okay. Like eating a lot of them and just rubbing them. But no, sex... It's no
penetration. Okay.
This one's interesting. If it weren't for Vine, where do you think you'd be today?
I would have a veterinary.
Veterinarian.
Yep.
I think about this, bro, because like, I don't
you
know...
Love
like
animals, bro.
He loves it, but like... I just don't see you as anything else other than like a 360 degree influencer. Like I can't imagine you being a veterinarian.
A 360 degree veterinarian. You know, you technically still could do it. You could do that also.
I feel like Wamba has like some secret gift to communicate with animals though.
Yeah.
He's that type of guy.
Hard cut, just a rhino comes in out of the
That'd be amazing. Rhinos and Encino? Yes, you fucking please.
Jumanji.
Here's a question. Why is he so good looking? Yeah, why are you good looking?
People want to know.
Mom and dad mixed together. It came out fantastic. I don't know. It's them.
What's up with the hair?
How'd you get that?
It used to be straight, like... Never mind. It used to be very straight. And then I did a trip to Philippines for 3 weeks where I slept in the jungle with Jerome and it became curly.
Wait, what?
And
from one trip?
3 weeks in the jungle.
Can you tell me where that was again?
No shampoo, no conditioner. I wasn't showering for 3 weeks. And
it's been permanently like that.
It just changed into curly and then it just got curlier. Every day.
Are you sure you weren't bit by like a spider or some former
animal? No, no, no.
Or like someone else with curly hair?
No.
Bit you?
Jay bit me.
Yeah, did it have Alvarez?
I think it's so funny.
Yeah.
And it's perfect for me because I don't have to do anything. I don't have to brush it. I don't have to. I just wake up.
It gets beautiful. Super high sometimes. Like sometimes I notice it and it's
I
up
think
there,
it's, no,
dude.
It correlates with how happy he is. I know if Wamba's happy, his hair is high.
Yeah. Like right now, I'm super happy.
He's happy. He's getting
it. Yeah, it's got some good height right now.
This is kind of a juicy question. It's kind of deep. Do you miss the old Logan Paul?
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow, that's like huge. I wish the cameras were still
on. It's like I tweeted it at myself asking. Because
so,
I want to know. You know what they're talking about, right? Like the vlog, crazy, high energy,
handheld vlog.
I mean, not even for me, it's before that.
Oh, the untouched, like just
pure,
down to earth, pure Ohio boy.
I used to miss him, but I think you went through your roller coasters and I'd say you're back.
I'm
hell yeah.
I'm back in a more mature, better, awesome fucking way.
What do you think about the beard? That's my question right now.
That's a great question.
I love it. Bro, I love it. I if I had a beard, I would wear it. I get like three black goat hairs in my this, and I'm fucking proud of it.
It's turning his head red. Yeah. Do you notice he has red hair now? Out of all,
I'm a ginge, bro. Yeah. I got a ginge.
You're
beard.
Ginge. I mean, I say I'm the type of people that tries, and now that you've done it, you can decide. But at least you did it. You rocked it.
Facts. That's truth. Actually a great fact.
It's truth.
Yeah.
This question's in Spanish. I'm gonna give it my best
you
shot.
Want me to go. Go. Read it.
Also, I don't know what it means, so this is shot in the dark. Quesadilla.
That was like an inside burp.
Quesadilla con queso o sin queso.
Can I tell him what that means?
No. Do answer.
I would say con queso always.
Very good.
Always. Very good. How could you even have a
quesadilla con queso o sin queso?
What do you think it means, Logan?
Quesadilla with cheese or without cheese?
Exactly.
Why the fuck would you ever have a quesadilla without cheese?
Now, do you want to know a mind blowing fact?
What? Yeah.
Quesadilla comes from queso and tortilla together in one word.
So you can't do it then.
Wow.
So would it be? Wouldn't it just be a dia?
Yeah.
Like
no. Quesadillas are one of the best inventions.
Quesadilla is queso and tortilla.
So it would be a tortilla without if you didn't have cheese. It wouldn't be a quesadilla.
I don't think you understand.
No,
what I said.
I am. But if you took,
did you?
Yeah, I understand.
But, so what
yeah,
I'm saying
you,
is,
well,
if
you've
you,
told
if,
me this before.
If you take,
maybe the, I have.
Forget it. If you take the queso out of the quesadilla, it becomes just a tortilla again. Yeah?
That was never an argument.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you need to calm down.
I'm out of here.
This is the last question before Mike leaves forever.
Bye.
Biggest challenge you've overcome.
Wow.
Ooh.
I know these like biggest favorite questions are hard, but I'm sure there's one thing where you're just like, dang, I'm happy I did that.
The one that took me the most... the hardest one to do, like the toughest one to accomplish, or the one that I'm happier about?
Either, I think.
Yeah, either one
was
works.
Like the hardest obstacle you ever overcame.
So I think it was actually kind of easy because it just kind of happened, but it was a challenge because I faced things that you haven't faced in this process, which is moving to LA.
I figured it was going to be that.
Yeah. Moving to LA was quite a process. And I'm still figuring it out.
I mean, I remember when you got here officially, it was a big deal.
It is pushing the limits in different ways, but I enjoyed the process. It was just a lot. The toughest one, I would say, doing that role in Netflix.
Really?
That was hard.
Was it a character or were you like a version of yourself? I mean,
No. Not even close.
It was not Juan Buscarita.
It was a shy brother of the star. This character was like no one really put attention to him.
Yeah.
And he almost had no voice in the family.
Wow.
And he is looking for his mom because the mom literally disappears. And he's the only one that is like doing something about it because the brother is too busy being a star.
This sounds deep, bro.
It's deep. That's why it was so hard. I had to like completely really become this person. And
that's dope though.
And I'm super outgoing, you know?
Yeah.
So it was hard, but amazing. I'm super proud of it.
It's cool that you are able to do that. And that is a part of you.
Yeah,
but that's all for the audio listeners. Again, we love you. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Wait,
go for it.
I'm gonna add one.
Let's go.
What's your favorite memory together?
Oh, wow,
so cute.
Me and you?
No. Me and Mike. Of course, me and you.
We don't have enough.
So there are so many.
I know.
That's why I don't like favorite questions because.
Name one you're fond of.
I mean, the Cannes thing is the first thing that comes to mind. Us traveling to Cannes, France, and just being idiots for 7 days straight. I think making that movie with you too was awesome. That was like a dream come true.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Airplane mode.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
God,
wherever you are.
Sorry about that.
But I mean, seriously, so grateful to have you on the show. If you guys are still listening, that means you're fucking dope. You might as well rate the show 5 stars while you're great. Here. We appreciate it. We're each going to send you $900,000. Thank you for listening.
I'm going to rate this.
Take it easy, man.
Get to the point faster and accomplish more with Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/podcasts to sign up for a free account. And when you're ready to upgrade to Grammarly Premium, get 20% off for being an NPR listener. That's grammarly.com/podcasts.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.